The Land of Uncertainty, a poetic and accessible comic book, text-only descriptive version written by Tuba Kaya, co-written by Hatia Garip, edited by Lisa Maddle and Paddy Johnston, 2023.
Throughout this comic, the squares and rectangles with the drawings are called panels. The panels vary in size and number. Some spreads have only one large panel or multiple smaller panels. Some are puzzle-like pieces, while others only contain the poem's lines. All panels containing images in the book are tactile, while the text is not. All the text in the book is written in black capital letters. The poem's lines appear in different places, including on panels and in the gutters, and sometimes seem to jump up and down. The artist draws with imperfect black lines and a limited colour palette of yellow, dark orange, lilac and white to depict the warmth of sunny days, the change of day and night, the light and movement, and the softness of spring flowers. In addition, dark orange is a tone that the artist uses as a signature in most of her works. In the book, the pages are described as right and left-hand pages. The following sound indicates when the description moves from one panel to the next. The following sound indicates when the description moves from the left-hand page to the right-hand page in a spread. The following sound is heard when the page is turned to the next spread. The book is a vertical rectangle. On the front cover, a landscape of mountains and hills under a cloudy sky is shown, with two buildings below, one rectangular and one cylindrical. The book's title and the author's name appear below. A bird flies across seven panels on the front end sheet. The panels show the bird and some clouds. The copyright information is written under the panels.
The Land of Uncertainty. All art and stories copyright Hatia Garip, 2023. This book was supported by an Accessible Comics Award from San Francisco State University and is published by Good Comics. Text-only descriptive version by Tuba Kaya. Descriptions narrated by Paddy Johnston. Book text narrated by Anya Kelly Costello. All rights reserved. No part of this publication, except small extracts for the purposes of criticism or review, may be reproduced without the express permission of the author or publisher.
On the book's opening page, the book title and the artist's name appear in the same place as the front cover. At the top of this page are three coloured squares arranged like stairs. The orange square has grid dots, the yellow has ripples, and the lilac has diagonal lines. These textures guide the use of colour throughout the book. On the left-hand page, there are four panels. A circular window with a thin railing catching the attention. The top floor of a building with a small window standing out. A bird and a satellite dish appearing. The building exterior. On the right-hand page, there are two panels with smaller ones inside. Curved lines depicting the wind. A cloud giving the feeling of movement. Lit windows shining. A pitched roof appearing. A lively scene of flowers creates a sense of vitality.
New things cross old habits that are still alive on my chest.
The spread is made up of 11 panels containing various objects. A watering can. White flowers in a pot. Plants in a window. A pipe running through the middle of a building. Fences. A chair. Flowers with petals changing from white to yellow. Plants with drooping leaves. Flowers blooming enthusiastically, growing out of a pot and across the panels.
A poem for our land. For me, you, anyone.
On the right-hand page, a vertical panel is split in the middle. There are coloured drawings in the upper panels and more lines of the poem in the bottom. The panels depict the following. A wing of a butterfly or a bird. A flower's petals. A thin window frame with a table lamp inside it.
Silent and calm. What is coming? It looks so unknown. White, black, and orange.
The left-hand page consists of 5 multi-panels of different sizes. The leaves of a tree growing. The tree trunk, with the background colours changing, reminiscent of different times of the day. Birds flying over a large tree. In the bottom corner of the right-hand page, there are 4 small panels. 2 contain the next line of the poem. The other 2 depict the following. A tree canopy. 2 trees reaching for each other.
Now it is coming closer. Look, trees are dancing.
A large horizontal panel on the spread consists of 8 smaller panels. Parallel stripes evoking sky colours, with black and white curly lines implying a soft breeze blowing. Abstract clouds floating. Lines around a plant indicating it is prickly. Another cloud appearing. 2 cactuses, 1 small and 1 large, reaching upwards. A half orange, half white panel with a cloud-like flower in the white half.
It goes away. Look, clouds are singing. As you see, nothing happens without a reason.
On the right-hand page, there is a single panel containing an abstract landscape. The scene includes a cloudy sky, 2 small hills, and some mountains. A cylindrical figure stretches out below, looking. There is a rectangle resembling a horizontal structure, the same image used on the front cover of the book.
Activating and moving, it denies. It fades away. It shines.
On the left-hand page, 4 small panels are stacked vertically, with details of flowers converging. A flower's pollen hanging down. The same flower's petal. An upside-down flower. Another flower standing out. On the right-hand page, 9 small panels form parts of a whole image. A number of shapes in different colours. Part of a flower. More abstract shapes. A bird holding a flower in its beak. 3 drops of water. The sun. More abstract shapes. The sun shining in the sky with a cloud approaching. A coiled spring jumping down from a cloud in the sky.
Details of uncertainty help the unwilling thoughts to come up.
The left-hand page shows 5 panels. Triangles showing up. The colourful pollen of a flower hanging down. A rainbow appearing. A large palm tree reaching for the sky. Another palm tree with sunlight streaming down on it. On the right-hand page, the flower's pollen hangs down from the sky in a single small panel.
1 point and 1 line, they are enough to create and shine.
The left-hand page consists of a large rectangular panel comprising of many smaller panels. Abstract shapes and details attract attention in the panels. In addition to many shapes, the details of butterflies, flowers, birds, feathers, and a birthday cake present sequences from daily life.
A source with a light. A knowledge with a truth.
A vertical rectangular panel on the right-hand page consists of 3 parts. Beams of light emanating from a distant point. Details of an abstract flare of light.
Moving the wings of a star that shines and shines.
There are 10 small panels on the left-hand page. They all seem to be parts of a whole. The abstract shapes in these panels are reminiscent of the sky, wind, and sea. On the right-hand page, there are three square panels, one after the other, containing details of the sea and sky.
Gets brighter until it fades away.
On the left-hand page, three panels appear in a seemingly random layout. A circular window, a bird's nest, a three-dimensional perspective panel showing a tiny creature's nest. The first of two panels on the right-hand page is also drawn in a three-dimensional perspective. The second and lower panel shows a basket hanging over the edge of a shelf.
Places of uncertainty, flying over my mind.
There are two panels on the left-hand page. Large-leaved white plants. The same plants on a different background arranged harmoniously, similar to a fabric pattern. There are two panels on the right-hand page. White leaves. A close-up of a single plant.
One wing hits the other. Clap, clap.
On the left-hand page, three panels are in different alignments. A commercial building, a tree, and birds flying. High-rise buildings. Swaying trees. On the right-hand page, three panels are also in different alignments. A road and woodland, with bushes growing under the sky, inviting the reader to explore nature. The same panel appears on the book's back cover. A building with ovular windows. A high-rise building from above.
Going to the land of uncertainty.
A 3x3 grid of panels on the left-hand page depicts a night scene. Tree branches. More tree branches. The moon hanging in the sky. A road and a tent. A tree branch with big leaves. A shining moon. A close-up of the moon's dark side. A giant flower against a wall. Two flowers moving close, as if they want to hug. On the right-hand page, there is a multi-panel containing three smaller ones in a harmonious scene evoking spring, with the following meeting in the sky. A delicate tree. A puffy cloud. A large flower.
One cloud passing the other.
In this spread, three small panels are inside a large horizontal panel. To the left of the large panel is a plant with leaves against a bright background. The leaves appear to be trembling in the wind. The three small panels depict tree and flower details scattered by the wind and swirling together.
Bubbling new clouds that smooth the feeling of going over.
On the left-hand page, two panels are in different alignments, one below the other. A street lamp shines. A signpost points to the right. On the right-hand page, two panels are one below the other and in the same alignment. A tree extending over a building. The roof of a different building.
A final seat on the train which will end up at the land of uncertainty.
On the left-hand page, there are four panels in different alignments. Flower details reminiscent of bird wings. A long train track. On the right-hand page, there are six panels. They depict the sound waves made by the train in varying sizes, shapes, and alignments.
All of a sudden, the conductor asks, "Where do you belong?"
On both the left and right-hand pages, there are many panels, large and small. They look like pieces of a puzzle that is hard to complete. In addition to images depicting the sky, clouds, sea, and wind, there are also abstract shapes. A bird flies among all these shapes as if trying to put the puzzle pieces together.
I belong where things are always uncertain.
At the top of the last page is the acknowledgement,
Many thanks to the following people for their invaluable aid: the Accessible Comics Collective for their suggestions and guidance, Ezra Kaya for being a voice actor in the prototype, Lisa Maddle for reviewing and editing the visual descriptions, Anya Kelly Costello for reviewing the visual descriptions, Stephen Christopher from IDC Digital, and Nefertiti Matos Olivares for feedback on the visual descriptions.
A white bird with a yellow beak holds a flower in its mouth as though it wants to present it to the reader in the lower left corner of the last page of the book. The back end sheet has 10 small panels that look like a puzzle. When the pieces come together, they form a portrait of the artist, who has a bob haircut with bangs. The artist has freckles on her face and she looks out of the panels. There is some information about the artist and publisher below the panels in large white font.
Hatice Garip, Istanbul, Turkey. HaticeGarip.com. That's HaticeGarip.com. Good Comics, Bournemouth, UK. Audio comic bundle available at www.goodcomics.co.uk.
There is a single panel in the middle of the back cover, smaller than the panel on the front cover. In this panel, a road and woodland stand out. The bushes grow under the sky. At the bottom of this panel, the publisher's logo, Good Comics, is in a large white sans serif font. There is a QR code to the left of the logo and an NFC tag on the right, both of which provide a link to the audio comic bundle.